A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
With a face.
It's an actual human being. And I'm going to be honest, a great set of teeth. We're all a bit obsessed with teeth here at the moment, Daniel, because Catherine's eldest has got braces and mine's going to be getting braces soon. And so we're kind of, I'm just looking at everyone's teeth.
And I'm also looking at someone who's, I'm guessing, 40.
Oh, no, 37.
Yeah, she says she's 21, but can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Right, no, yes, my wife, she turns 40 on Friday.
With my
wife, it's not the birthday day, it's the birthday week. So
a week-long festival.
I bet she's the kind of person that either takes the day off work or takes donuts into work on her birthday.
No, well, working from home now, so she'll get all the donuts.
Well, how old are you then? Oh, there's a four. Oh, that's why you said 40. There was a 40 in the background.
Yeah. I was using my powers of perception, my mind palace.
How old are you then, Daniel?
I have a guess. You're the.
I said 37.
Boss. I'm 39.
Two out. I take that. But it's different when you can see them. It doesn't. Yeah, that's nothing. I got pure white here. Pure white. But I want it all to go white.
It's good.
It looks very dignified.
Yes. Yeah.
Distinguished.
Yes. Yeah. I thought I'd call you out. Right. First time caller. Was it? No, long time listener, first time caller.
No, that's not what it is. He doesn't even know the phrase.
Oh, so, I know.
Well, try again.
I really want to press this button.
I don't want to press it for Daniel.
Long time listener, first time caller.
How long have you been listening for?
If I mention the words axe cop.
Do you know about axe cop?
No, which is why I dinged it.
Axe cop was on Absolute Radio. So this was 10, 12 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And it was a kid who was about 7 or 8.
Mm-hmm.
And he wrote stories about a guy called Axe Cop. And his older brother, who I can't remember, let's say he was 20, or 18, 19, was a brilliant graphic artist. And he would make the comics out of what this kid said. And they were as insane as, you know, it's like Axe Cop cuts this guy's head off and then a dinosaur crawls out of the guy's neck.
Naturally,
you know, it's
kind
of insanity.
Yeah.
And they became huge. I mean, obviously they're all grown up now, and I think they're still working together. Although part of the naivety, I imagine, has gone. But they Axe Cop became huge. Did we have them on the show? We had them on the show, I think, didn't we, Dan?
You interviewed the elder brother and the younger guy, but the elder brother, the younger guy was the little brother. He's say 7, 6 years old. They had these bizarre stories, and I was fascinated. So yeah. I've been listening to you for years throughout different things. But...
waiting for us to mention Axe Cop again, and it's taken your phone call to make that dream become a reality.
You brought Axe Cop into my life, for which I thank you.
Well, you've got to have a look. It's now a TV, I think there's a TV show or little films and
wow.
stuff.
Wow.
What?
Brilliant.
It really did boom up really good. But the early day ones is very good to have a little look at those. So I thought I'd just give you a call, you know, sort of say hello and... a bit of a sort of confession. So I was listening to the Bob Mortimer interview today.
Yeah.
And my brother worked with Bob Mortimer, and he is the fast runner. He was the guy with the hat pulled down over his face. My brother sent me a message, and he said, "I don't understand it. Bob's asked me to become this fast runner, and just to basically pull a hat down, and he's going to video this thing of me running up this track." So I didn't understand it.
Well, because that was some bloke's nephew, wasn't it?
Also, we've asked Bob about it, and he's denied it.
Yeah.
Outright. So I'm not a fan of SH1T stirrers coming on my show and trolling celebrities. I'm not a fan of that, Catherine.
Especially Bob. We've got a real soft spot for Bob.
It's a little bit mean.
He's a lovely guy. He's a really nice guy. And I thought I'd share just one story, quick story with you about Bob. So my brother worked for Pet Productions, and he was in the office.
Who made the All-Star celebrity impression show that we watched a little bit of earlier on.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. It all comes round.
It does, it links up.
My brother he was working in the offices. There was only him, Bob, and I think the secretary at the time, who's another story, because that used to be someone famous as well. So my brother had really bad toothache, and he was moaning and moaning, and Bob was sick of it. So he came in, he put 50 quid down on the table and said to my brother, "Go on, there's 50 quid. I know you like a bet, Dave. Go and put it on a bet, win, and then you can get your teeth fixed." So my brother did, because, you know, knowing Bob quite well, he put two spread bets on, £25 each, and he won £1,200. So he phoned up Bob and said, Bob, I've won the money, you know, I'll give it to you back. And Bob said, "Oh, now you can have teeth like John Bishop." So, and Bob's so nice, such a lovely guy. He wouldn't take the money back.
Oh,
and
man.
My brother, because this was 10-odd years ago where Bob was a big smoker at the time, so my brother bought him 200 Embassy cigarettes as a thank you. And,
he's one of the nicest people. I said, what a lovely story, Daniel. Thank you for sharing that. And I'm assuming your brother is now either dead or lives in a gutter, homeless because of his gambling addiction.
He's got beautiful teeth.
I don't think he ever got his teeth fixed, I have to be honest.
Dirty bastard.
You've had titanium teeth like Bob's.
I heard about that.
His teeth are remarkable now. But then we watched a clip from him yesterday from about 30 years ago, 25 years ago, and his teeth were...
Well, he had them missing, didn't he?
Bloody awful, weren't they?
Mm.
Awful.
Not Shane McGowan, kind of.
Yeah, pretty much. Hey, Daniel, thank you, mate. That's what a lovely, lovely call. And it's I'm glad you've... I've been told that interview with Malachi for the Axe Cop kid was 10 years ago.
Whoa, blimey. Yeah, there
you go. My wife was just turning 30.
Oh, yeah.
That week. All week.
And it was nice.
Married,
mate. Send her our best wishes, although I bet she hates us. Quite often the partners do. he's not denying it. That's hurtful. And thank you for calling, man. We'll speak again. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night. Bye-bye.
We get the best callers.
Yeah.
I'm reminded of something I wanted to maybe we'll have a look at that a bit later on. We've got Hampstead Heath, the musical.
Well, I saw you looking at that and I was wondering what that was.
Well, I'm not totally sure, but I just wanted to see if I could find a clip of something. Just reminded. That's Danny Baker. I'm sure I've seen it.
Oh, yeah.
Have I shown it to
you? The carrot hat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is on here somewhere, isn't it? But I don't know where it is. Paxman Prize's carrot hat.
Carrot hat.
No, it's not. It's, no, it's not there. It's not.
What was it on before?
Maybe someone sent me. Oh, someone sent me a carrot.
Off you go.
Nutkins.
Yes. I've got to do a little bit of. I don't know if I trust that button. Let's make sure that button's working. Yeah, it's working. Hi, Chihuahua.
I always like it when I hear nice stories about people I already think are nice.
Yeah, Bob's a nice guy. Bob is a nice guy. So tired. So I had too much food. It's back to that thing of not knowing how to eat, which is not great. I'm just tired. I'm really anxious at the moment. I think it's partly COVID, partly kids going back to school.
Yeah.
It's partly this.
It's partly pandemics. Oh, that's COVID.
Yeah. Money. A little bit worried about money, but I'm all right for a bit. But, you know. When does it get fun?
What, life?
Mm.
I think I've seen it a couple of times in the last week or so. I get flare-ups. I get flare-ups of fun. My daughter had a brilliant birthday yesterday, even though I thought it was probably slightly disappointing.
Did she enjoy it?
She really did. My sister came over and with the cousins, socially distant. But, you know, they just like seeing other kids. I do feel for them. It's not right, is it?
It's not right. No, it's not right. But what you know, where's the magic for them? Where's the joy from them for them?
Well, they find it. They find it. My kids have been playing a lot of Roblox with their friends on Zoom.
Yeah.
And they're screaming when they get something out of an egg.
Oh, what game are they playing?
Roblox. Adopt Me.
Adopt Me. Okay, that's a weird one.
Is that Adopt Me? Is that the animals one or is that the babies one?
Can't remember.
I can't remember. Anyway, they're always telling me about, I can't believe it. I've got a neon unicorn or whatever it might be. This is big stuff for a 12-year-old these days. But I do feel sorry for him.
I'm waiting for a phone call. I'm not answering that one.
No, we're not doing unknowns anymore.
Withheld caller. We're not answering it. So I suggest you put the phone down, you piece of trash. Goddamn piece of trash.
They're gone to sleep. They're good. They're really good.
You asleep, boys? Yeah, they are tired. They're tired. They ate well. They're tired. I feel so sorry for those kids.
I know. And they were all right in that long queue.
Oh, yeah. We went and we stayed out for a bit and we went and sat in the car and were dicking around and it got a little bit fractious. A little bit fractious. Hey, Mark. We cannot hear you, Mark.
Oh, there was a muffled bit there.
There was a muffled bit. Oh, he's in the Cayman, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. So we're going to get some, hopefully we might get some nice views.
Would you agree how surprised your kids seem to have handled it, at least on the surface? I'm not surprised how my kids have handled it because I wasn't expecting anything. Because it was such a unique thing. I had no idea what to expect from them, you know, whether they would be running around screaming and crying or, you know, blissed out. I didn't know. I didn't know what to expect, and I keep checking in with them every now and then. How are you finding all this COVID stuff? You all right? You okay with it? You cool with it? You cool with me wearing a mask? How does that make you feel? But I wasn't expecting anything, so I had nothing to be surprised about.
I'm surprised how well mine have got on.
Hey, mate, how are you?
Hey, Mark.
Hey, Kath, how are you?
Good, thank you. Good, thank you.
Good, so glad to hear it. We were all right, actually. We had a bit of a strange couple of days because we had Tropical Storm Laura passing us by.
Oh.
Yeah. It didn't turn into a hurricane, fortunately, but it was a little bit dodgy for a couple of days. I'm not going to lie.
It was very windy here today.
Maybe you're getting the end of Tropical Storm Laura.
We're getting something, aren't we? Yeah. By the way, it sounds different in your ears because I've just turned off our microphones in. You can see, yeah, people can hear us. I've just turned our microphones off in our ears.
Okay.
So that I can hear them a little bit better.
Yeah,
that works. Just try this.
Am I a little bit echoey?
No,
you sound perfect.
Here's the thing, Mark. I've still not quite got this audio set up, right? And I'm going a bit deaf. And so I struggle to hear. All of the Skype and the Zoom calls to me are very quiet.
Yeah.
But they're coming through the same mixer that our microphones go through.
Are you having a mix minus issue?
Yeah, and I'm just playing with, if I turn off my microphone. Yeah. My microphone going for the mixer, I can turn you up and it doesn't feed back and it doesn't distort. Yeah, does that work for you, Catherine?
It's all right for me. It might be a bit loud for...
No, it's all right, because I've got you going through the board, my end, so I can just turn you down on the board, on the mixer.
Okay.
Good. Does it sound... Hang on. Does it sound different then? So this is us talking like this, Mark. Does it sound different when I press this button now? Does that sound any different to you?
No different at all.
There you go.
But to them, he's louder.
Yes, well, I'm about to change my limiter.
Beautiful.
I'm about to do that one. Hang on a minute. Just bear with me, Mark. Bear
That's
with
right,
me, caller.
It's all right. We, you know, Ooh. Technical trials, isn't it? It's technical trials.
Hang on. Here we go. So, boom, boom. That makes us quieter.
That makes you distorted.
Boom, boom. I'm not worried about it. I couldn't give a stuff what we sound like to you. I'm going to get rid of that limiter. 1, 2, 3, 4. But that means I can add a little bit of one... Oh, no, the gain is on the max.
Yeah.
Why? Well, I can just turn him down. There we go.
All right.
We are in. What can we do for you, Mark?
Now you're definitely peaking.
Not here. Not for you we are, not for them.
Oh, I see. It's like that.
It's like that, is it? Yes.
Oh, I see. It's like that, is it? Now, don't worry about me, but it's all right for them.
Stuff. What you got for us, Mark?
I was just catching up, really, see what's going on, see how the show's going, see what's new in
Jesus
England.
Christ, you're full of energy. Where's this? Send some over.
I feel really good today. We had a bit of good news today. So all of the COVID restrictions that we had here today have now been lifted. We don't have to wear masks anywhere. Social distancing has stopped. We are now essentially COVID-free.
Hang on one second, Mark. Is it still... everyone in the chat. I've just changed it. Does it sound any better now that I have changed it? Please. I'm just talking to Matty.
Perfect now.
Okay, I'm talking to Matty. I don't trust any of these bell cheeses. Mark, carry on.
Yes. Yeah. So anyway, I'm feeling perky today because we had good news and essentially the Cayman Islands are COVID-free.
Oh, there we go. That's good.
Yeah. So that means no more face masks going to the supermarket. That law is gone. We can have gatherings of up to 250 people now. We don't have to socially distance when we're out having dinner and going to the pub and stuff. So it's good.
Beautiful. There you go. That's nice, isn't it?
So it definitely makes you feel better. Like, you know, like, because you're like, we've all got used to living in this sort of strange existence where we're talking through pieces of cloth and, you know, you can't sit next to your mate in a pub and all that stuff. And it's quite liberating.
Yeah, I'm wearing the mask once this is done. I love the mask. I enjoy it.
You like the anonymity, don't you?
No, it's not the anonymity. It just makes me feel confident.
I was just going to say, he doesn't have to talk to people.
It's partly that, but it just makes me feel, I feel confident wearing it. Mm. It feels nice. I enjoy it. So I'm going to carry on like the Japanese tourists. I'm going to carry on once this is
done. Well, that's a good point. There was a thing that you did that thing, didn't you, a few weeks ago about Japan and about how the culture there is that everyone wears masks for everything all the time.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Totally. And I think we should bring it over here. I'm well up for it.
I mean, it's got its merits for sure, hasn't it?
Well.
How's everything in your world then, and Kath and kids and everything else?
We're fed up with this now. You know, we feel like we've been on pause for however many months it is. So, you know, now we've got the spectre of school looming. So I'll kind of be glad when we're into that, I guess. Everything seems like a big leap. And
any
so,
date as to when the kids go back to school or anything there yet?
Next Wednesday, isn't it?
Next Wednesday, yeah.
They are going back.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
And any sort of rules or regulations on, like, what, you know, have they got to wear masks in the classroom and all that kind of stuff?
I think it's just been announced while we were on that older kids have to wear masks going between lessons. I think that was just announced, but I've not read it.
Well, yeah. My kids are staying in the same classroom day
younger
long,
kids, yeah.
And they will be considered a bubble. So they will go in.
I love a bubble.
Yeah, exactly. So they will start, you know, they're staggering the entrance and exit times, basically. The rest of the time they'll be kept sort of isolated.
Because there was wasn't there two schools in Scotland that opened and then had to close again or something?
Yeah, yeah. Who knows what's going to happen? Who knows? I think that they've run out of excuses to not try it out, possibly.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. But you look both looking well and you're both looking, you know, full of the joys of spring, if a bit subdued this evening.
It's been a tiring week.
Yeah, you had a busy week. Mm. Yeah. It happens, doesn't it? Right. It's all those plug-in summer's waste solutions.
Yeah. But what a joy it is to do so.
Yeah, indeed.
Mark, thank you very much. Enjoy the Caymans.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, caller.
Or receiver. Am I calling Ian and Catherine? Hello? Hello?
Yes, Chris, what can we do for you? Bearing in mind, I thought we were never going to speak ever again.
I've been listening to you two. I'm glad to see you back up and running.
It never ends well, does it?
Oh, I know I sound so negative, Ian. I do apologise, sorry.
Isn't that funny? That's not what I said. It never ends well.
What do you mean by that?
What I mean is, for those who don't know, Chris used to call us on talk radio, and we kind of had a falling out, and we banned him. We asked him not to call.
I didn't understand why you told me that.
We went through it quite a few times. And it's interesting that you...
I wasn't rude.
I will go on. You were quite rude.
What did I say then?
But the main thing was you were rude, and you'd always get argumentative. So we asked you several times not to call him, and because of your rudeness, because of the fact you would get argumentative, and because we weren't sure if it was healthy for you, we thought it might be possibly damaging to you.
The point, I think, was that you used to get quite upset, and we don't like to have people come on and feel worse after speaking to us, so we thought perhaps...
Let Kath finish.
Perhaps in everyone's interest, Chris.
Okay, all right, I'm sorry.
Let Catherine finish, please,
mate.
It
might have been best... to leave it at, you can listen, but maybe best not to phone, because we just didn't ever seem to be able to get that balance right.
Am I that bad then, Catherine?
You used to get very upset. Sometimes angry, sometimes teary, but there would often be a miscommunication. You would get very upset and very cross, and it would leave a bad taste in everyone's mouth. And I don't think it was particularly helpful to you.
I'm sorry if I came across like that.
Yep, you did. You did. Nearly every, I'd say about 80% of the calls, yeah. And you would start crying, and I couldn't understand why. And crying is great, but it would make us feel bad.
Right, I'm sorry if I...
Yeah, you did.
...made you two feel bad.
Well,
no, I didn't ring you up. You know, I like you two on the radio.
We're not on the radio anymore.
I know that.
Yeah, radio doesn't want us. Radio didn't want me, they wanted Catherine.
I had to
prize. Well, they don't. They don't.
Somebody's...
They, They don't. Now, guess how many job offers I had since leaving Talk Radio on June the 3rd?
Go on, tell me.
Have a guess.
Come on, you must have.
Zero.
Well.
One, but they wanted to pay me 60 quid for what would have been a week's worth of output.
Well, more fool those then.
Yeah, more fool those radio station bosses. Yes. So, okay.
But you said you don't want to go on radio stations anymore.
So what would you want out of phoning us? That's the question.
I tell you what, I know.
Yes. Oh.
Catherine can speak French. You have a little go at it now and again.
Right.
I do have a French.
Yes. So what would you want out of phoning us?
Well, I invited her.
You want us to translate for your French friend?
I haven't got a clue what she's talking about.
Is she there now?
No.
Real?
You want to laugh or what?
Not at the moment, I'm not.
Well, you told us you'd broken up with a French girlfriend.
Oh, she rang me up, Catherine. She did. See, I'm a catch. I'm a catch, I'll have you know.
You also said it was a... Well, I'm not going to say.
Go on.
Well, you used to fall. You used to row all the time. A surprise, I know.
She's French. She's nuts.
Okay. So what would you like from us?
Right.
By the way, while Chris is on, we just missed a call from Nigel from Maidstone. It's as if nothing has changed.
Oh, I do apologize. Sorry. Right.
Did you break up because Matty Point asks, did they break up because you don't speak French?
I speak Welsh.
Okay. Irrelevant to what I said, did you split up because you don't speak French?
Well, we haven't split up anymore.
You have? So you did split. Did you split up?
Yes.
Right. So please just listen and address the question.
Okay.
Did you split up?
Yeah.
Because you don't speak French?
No.
What was so hard about... Why did it take three passes at that to get an answer?
Because she's there with her...
Why did it take three passes at that to get an answer?
Because she's there with
her... No. Why did it take three passes at that question to get a straight answer from you? That's what I'm interested in. Why did it take... it's fascinating. Really straightforward question. I'm going to go into my Alan Bezick mode. Really straightforward question. Why did it take three attempts for me asking that question to get an answer?
Because I don't like telling the truth.
Okay. Well, then I'm afraid the truth is integral to this show.
Yes.
So, if you're not going to tell the truth, I will tell the truth. We won't talk to you. Here we go. Here we go. This is not fair on us.
I know it's not. I still like to listen to you too.
You can listen. You can watch. It's fine.
I wouldn't ring you again. I'm sorry. You asked me.
Chris. Chris, you have to listen. Shut up and listen. Right? Some people will think this is rude and this is awful. You don't know the history. Chris, will you listen to me? Will you listen? I don't care if you're offended or not. Will you listen to me?
I am gone.
And really pay attention. We have said nothing this evening to provoke this response from you. And this response from you...
What do you mean response?
Will you listen to me? Will you listen to me? We have done nothing to provoke you. Will you listen to me? Will you listen and respond
I don't understand what I've done wrong.
Because you won't let me finish the sentence.
Go go on then. All right, I'll shut up.
Catherine and I have done nothing that could be that could have caused you to cry. So you crying like that...
I know that.
Can I finish the sentence?
All right.
Catherine and I have done nothing to make you cry. So you crying like that is unfair and manipulative towards myself and Catherine, and we don't like it.
I don't know what to say now.
Okay, we can think about
when
it.
When I rang you up on...
Respond to what I said. Respond to what I said. Respond to what I said, please.
Because you make me feel guilty now, because...
I'm not feeling guilty.
I'm not crying because I'm speaking to you and Catherine.
Good.
No.
I'm not good. Well, good. I am... Catherine and I are not going to be made to feel guilty by what you're trying to do.
Of course not. Bloody okay. Hell.
We have done nothing to provoke you to that reaction. And yet it is a constant pattern. So do you understand why, if nearly every call you call us, you burst into tears, why we think you calling us might not be that good for your health?
So that's why you think, Joe. It's not every time I've rung up.
Nearly every time you call.
I have.
You nearly every time you call, you burst into tears for no reason that I can ascertain. And do you see why that makes us think that these calls are not good for you?
When was the last time I rang?
It's irrelevant. That's irrelevant. It's irrelevant.
Yes, no, it is.
It is irrelevant, Chris. The amount of time between the last calls is irrelevant.
I don't know. I like listening to you too.
That's great. You can carry on listening. Do you understand why, if 80% of your calls end in tears, why we think that you calling us is not? Do you think? Do you? Do you? Do you? I couldn't give a shit why you're crying. Do you...
Oh, thank you very much.
I couldn't care less. Do you... honesty, you see. I don't care. Do you see...
No, you don't. I don't want you to care anyway.
I don't.
Well, I mean, in the past, I have cared and tried to sort stuff out for you, and you didn't follow up on anything, so...
Do you see why, if 80% of your calls end in you sobbing, for no reason that we can see, why you, Catherine and I might consider that your calls are unhealthy for you?
You make me sound a really... terrible caller now.
No, I'm you not. Are. I'm just telling you what happens. If you interpret that, I'm just telling you what happens. If you
Ian,
interpret, I'm just telling you what happens. If you interpret that as you being a terrible caller, that's your thing. I have not said that.
I viewed some of your callers ring in, and they've, I don't know, and I'm not the most.
Not talking about the quality of your call.
Well, I am.
Yeah, well, that's not the conversation.
You're judging
that's not,
me.
No, I'm not.
You're judging me about
no, I'm not.
The quality
I'm, Chris,
of my call.
Literally
yes,
not. Literally not. Literally not. And this is your problem, is you have a complete inability to listen. Would you like me to tell you again what I said? Would
I
you
think
like
I heard
me?
What you said.
I don't... What did I say?
I come across as being... a crying person.
Nope, not what I said. Would you like
you
me to try again?
Feel guilty.
Nope, literally none of that is what I said. Would you like to try again?
Go on then.
Okay. Can you understand why, if so many of your
don't
call...
Don't patronise me.
Can you understand why, if so many of your calls end up with you crying, why Catherine
I know,
and I
I'm
think...
I'm sorry.
Can you understand why, if so many of your calls... end up with you crying, why Catherine and I think that the calls might not be good for you?
Well, I think they are, actually. See, I panicked when
it's
you
not,
had a,
it's not
when
our
you,
job.
You had your show down in Bath I panicked.
That's. I really want to focus on what we're talking about.
I know. I
really want to focus. The show in Bath is irrelevant.
I know. I'm going off on a tangent.
You think it's good for you? It's not our job to do stuff that is therapeutic for you. Okay. We believe it has We believe it has a detrimental effect on your health.
Thinking it. Do you really think that?
Yeah, I do. Because I have never, in 20 years of doing this, I've never had a caller where 80% of their calls end in tears, except
That makes me feel really guilty now.
I'm not trying to make you feel guilty. It's interesting that you feel guilt. It's interesting that you feel guilt, because I'm not trying to make you feel guilt.
So you said in 20 years you've never had a bloody hell.
What did I say?
In 20 years you've never had a phone call that somebody burst out crying all the time.
It's not what I said. It's not what I said. And that's another
thing.
Something
similar.
No, nothing like it. And that's another thing, is you don't, either you don't listen, or you are incapable of understanding what I'm saying. Because that's like the third or fourth time tonight that I've asked you to repeat something back to me, and you've got it completely wrong.
I know, I've got a terrible memory.
It's not a memory.
You've been on
don't. Shall I say it? Shall I say it again?
20 years.
Shall I say it again? Because you're way off.
Oh, that's right. It's not racist.
No, it's not racist. So, what I said was, in 20 years...
No, you just said... Don't you come across the Severn Bridge, across the border? You're banned from Wales.
Okay, well, you're banned from the show this evening. Thanks for calling, Chris. 0203-286-6370 is the telephone number. We missed Nigel Fulbezik. He's the master. By the way, everyone telling me to cut him off, waste of time. You can do that on your show. On our show, we'll do it the way we see fit. But I really appreciate the feedback. Thank you very much indeed. It's appreciated. Now the show's perking up. Should we try Nigel? He'll be in the kitchen. Go on.
Well, or will he?
He'll be. The telephone number. Oh, it's ringing.
Wow. Surely some mistake.
Banned from Wales, Kath.
Well, only from his part of Wales. I don't think he's going to...
Hello.
Hello, Nigel.
Hello, Catherine.
Hello, you all right?
No, I'm just trying to work out something to do with Miley Cyrus's personal blog. See, first of all, they said I'd won some prizes, you know, CDs and things. And am I on air?
Yeah.
On the programme? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And now I said that I couldn't give details out. I didn't want the CDs and things in case I had to pay for something towards them. And she said they could send me. I told her I've got no money. She said she could send me some money. And now she's saying she wants £70 before I get the £300.
And who is this person you're speaking to?
Well, it's called Miley's personal blog, and it's on the page with the tick that the Miley Cyrus is best page.
It's not Miley Cyrus, and it's probably not anything to do with Miley Cyrus.
No, I don't think it is, she wouldn't have the time to talk about things like that.
No, and well done for not giving them your details, Nigel, because that's...
Oh, I did give them my phone number yesterday, but they won't ring me because it'll cost them too much money. But she said she'd give me £380 if I send £78 first.
It's a scam, Nigel. It's a scam.
For the delivery or something.
It's a scam. Is what it is.
Yeah, I think it is. It must be.
Of course it is.
But how do they get away with being on the Miley's page with the tick? You know, the original, the big page that she's got.
Are they just posting on there, or are they actually the page?
No. It's something you click on Miley Cyrus's page with the tick. You know, like you've got like you have one, or right, Ian Lee has one. Mm. Are you doing the show on your own?
No, he's here. He's listening.
Oh, he's with you. I'm just about fed up with them keeping on to me, and I can't get rid of it because there's no thing to click on it to get rid of it. I have now turned it off now, but I don't. So she said that she was recording in the studio on there while she was talking to me as well,
yeah.
Things like that.
It's lies, Nigel. They're trying to get money out of you.
She wouldn't be picking up the phone while she's doing the record, would she?
Of course not.
Recording the record.
Of course not.
It's a shame, really, but it's...
It's a shame people try these things, and I'm glad that you've spotted it, Nigel.
But I've given out some of my details already, but she said that it's up to me if I want to do it. I don't have to do it, they said. I don't have to send any money.
Why do you think Miley Cyrus would need £70? Multi-millionaire Miley Cyrus.
Well,
would
she's going to send me £300.
Why would multi-millionaire Miley Cyrus, one of the most successful women in the world, why would she need £70 from someone who can't afford
to
pay their bills?
Well, she could have paid it out the money she's got, couldn't she?
Exactly.
She's already got the money to pay
for
it.
She's got all the money to pay for it. So.
Yeah. So why would she? She knows I haven't got any money because the person.
You got it.
Why are they asking me for money if they know I haven't got any?
Because why do you think they're asking you for money?
Well, because they need the money themselves.
No. Because they're crooks. They're crooks.
Yes.
They're crooks. So you've done really well. So I would not have any more contact with them if you can.
I could tell Miley Cyrus
Nigel?
On her page
nope.
about it.
No. If you can block
someone
those...
to find out. I'm the only person that's done it with them.
Yeah,
nobody
I can believe that.
Bothered.
I can believe that because it's a con and they pick on people who... They pick on good people. What they do is they pick on good, kind, generous people.
She saw I was a big... She saw that I was
it's
a fan.
Not her.
I said Miley...
It's not her.
No, I said that Miley Cyrus was an amazing singer and, of course, they got back to me.
It's not her.
No.
It's a crook.
But they picked on me because I'm a big fan of hers, didn't they?
Because you're a big fan and because you're a nice, kind guy. That's why.
Yes.
So if I listen to this advice, if you are able to block them on Facebook, whatever contact you've had, block them.
I've tried, yeah.
Block them and do not discuss them anymore.
Don't talk to them anymore either.
I've just told them that I'm going to leave it, and they said fair enough. You know,
they will respond. They will send you another message tomorrow. You must ignore it.
They'll try to.
No, they won't. They won't because I've told them no.
They will. They'll try to tempt you, Nigel. So remember this.
No, I've just told them because I went to the.
Nigel, listen to me. Listen to me, and I'm going to be really firm with you now because I'm a parent, and I'm going to talk to you as though you were one of my boys. Is that okay? This is what I would say to one of my boys. It is not Miley Cyrus. They are crooks.
Nigel,
you have to listen to me. You have to listen, right? It is not Miley Cyrus. They are thieves. You must not talk to them anymore. I forbid you to talk to them.
No. I just leave it.
I forbid you to talk to them.
I won't.
Block it.
I've already told them that I can't afford it.
Good.
Anyway.
Well, you've spoken to them and you're not going to speak to them anymore, okay?
No, that's it. Yeah, that's it. I did tell the police about it and they said it was a scam.
Good. You spoke to the police. Good. Well, the police are correct.
I've told them that I told the police. Perhaps they won't bother me anymore.
No, Nigel.
I told them I told the police. Yes.
They will contact you again. You are forbidden to talk to them.
But I've told him I told the police.
Nigel, will you listen?
Yes.
They are not scared of the police. They will contact you again. You must not talk to them.
No, they just say any excuse,
Good.
Don't they?
Good.
Any
exactly.
Excuse. Nigel, listen, you take care of yourself and we'll speak again.
Yeah, I'm going to forget about it now.
Good.
I'm not bothered anyway because I didn't want any...
Good. Nigel, we've got to go. Lovely, nice to talk to you, mate. Take care.
I'll speak to you another night then.
Bye-bye. There
Take
we go.
Take care, Ooh, Nigel.
That's the world. Oh.
Is that me doing me...
Why have you got writing on your tit? Why have you got the name Stephen on your tit?
Well. He knows where my tattoo is.
This is the guy that did this, then this, and then this.
That looks like... Who's that?
It's like... Oh, it's Madge Bishop. If you go in from the eyes and then work back, it's Madge Bishop.
Yeah.
Sorry, I should have said I'm about to put a horny picture up before I put it up. Sorry, that you're supposed to warn people. Like NSFW, guys. NSFW. NSFW. Janet Street Porter.
I think it does look a bit like Janet.
Okay. I wish this guy would learn to draw.
I like his attempt.
Who's this? We've missed a voice message.
On a lighter note, I went back to work today. Chatting with guys. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome indeed. Congratulations. I hope you enjoyed it.
Hey, we didn't hear from Frida.
Who?
Frida, who was going back to work.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember. I'm saying I don't.
Well, yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to hearing that story if and when she wants to tell us it.
Let's go to George in Highgate. Hello, George. Jokes.
Oh, my God. For a moment there.
Jokes. Jokes. Let's talk about our lovely sponsors. Let's talk about our newest sponsor, Harsh. Mm-hmm. Harsh. Sing. These are his details. He's an accountant, audit and accounts, experience in the audit of small, medium and large companies, also undertake group consolidations and prepare accounts for small businesses, specializes in income and corporate tax. He's an accountant, right? You know what an accountant is, right?
They do the hard sums.
He's an accountant. Mm-hmm. He started talking to me about what he did and I said, Harsh, mate, I'm going to stop you, right? This is why I have an accountant, so I don't ever have to think about any of the things you're telling me because it terrifies me. I don't know how it works. I don't know what it does. I just know that if I pay a guy enough, it works mm-hmm. and it does. And I write a check a couple of times a year to the tax and I'm fine. Yep. That's it. He's an accountant. What I can tell you, right, because I've met him loads of times. He's a mate because he comes to a lot of shows and he came to Tag a couple of times when we played Tag. He's a really nice guy. He's a big guy, but he's a very quiet, very softly spoken gentleman, a gentleman in the truest sense of the word. He's a really, really nice guy. He ain't going to screw you over. He's not going to do any dodgy, bent little tax breaks. He'll probably save you money, but doing it legitimately.
Yeah.
If I didn't have my accountant, and if he hadn't have said before, I don't know if I can actually help you, which is great, because he could have taken me on. I did speak to him. Could have taken me on. He said, I don't know if I can help with that. You should probably go and speak to someone else. Where are you going to get honesty like that, you know, from someone who's willing to write a check, as I was then? Harsh is a nice guy, and I trust him implicitly. That's all I got for you. I'm not going to tell you what he does as an accountant. He does tax. You know, he's an accountant. I trust him implicitly. And I would not recommend him with something as important as your money if I thought he was in any way a dodgepot.
Yeah.
So I would send him an email, harsh@hfsingandco.uk, or send him a little tweet.
He'll tell you if he can help you. And if he can't, he'll tell you who can.
Wouldn't recommend an accountant if I thought he was a dodgepot, and he's a nice guy. So speaking of nice guys, Mark and James of Somers Waste, tell me about them while I find a little testimonial.
Somers Waste Solutions, based in Bedfordshire, serve the whole country, and they are super flexible. So whether you've got a small business or a really, really big one with kind of complicated waste management needs, they're the ones to have a chat to. Basically, you might be getting invoices from all different kinds of waste managers, depending on what you're trying to get rid of. You can condense that right down. They're a one-stop shop.
Paul Foster from Principal Solutions Consultant, Principal Solutions Consultant Auditel testimonial. I've worked with Somers Waste Solutions for a number of years. The value they bring is tremendous. Their enthusiasm, proactivity, attention to detail and professionalism is second to none. I would highly recommend them. Can we get a Gregorian testimonial as well? And I'd like it. Would you mind? I mean, you don't have to. I would like it in a New York accent as we big up the Gregorian.
Yeah, let's have a look.
Family law solicitors, you're getting divorced. It sucks. These guys are good. I mean, that's all we really need to say for these adverts. And we have met. We've had meetings, Zoom meetings, with all of these people. Right? It's not someone said, "Here's a few hundred quid. Could you do?" We've met everyone and we've got a pretty good idea. You know what they do. Let's have some testimonials.
Your approach is not the simple horse trading adversarial high street family law that so many end up with, and therefore not the disastrous high street outcomes that some divorcing parents end up with.
She's doing the accent of a woman that we saw on that weird house flipping program with the strange
twins. Yeah, the guy with the boys. The guy, yes. The boys are destroying my house.
There we go.
So let's move. The boys are going to go with you. Teach them. It is a holistic and deeper approach than most lawyers ever understand, let alone are capable of. It is not many times in life when a person can say that a lawyer transformed their currently dreadful life into a wonderful future full of hopes and dreams again. Dreams of a different future than I originally wanted on my wedding day, but much better ones than I could have hoped for in the depths of dispute, conflict, acrimony, and withheld contact.
Oh, it went from Russian. There's a bit of Jewish going
there. An immeasurable thank you from me and my boys.
I think what do they call? I think we a cultural appropriation for at least three different cultures.
New York is a melting pot.
Or is it a salad bowl? That's what we used to
I did
about,
go so a bit Russian doll at one point. Yeah, it was. Didn't I?
We stopped watching
her.
That.
Oh,
we've
got to
watch
more so on that.
Poseidon Safety Management. Thank you. All the details are there. PoseidonSafety.co.uk. If you're in Devon and Cornwall, it is safer as a direct result of what they are doing. Their phone number is there, isn't it? Yeah, 01208 455 245. Oh, that's it. Come on, guys.
Make it bigger. Make it bigger.
There we go. That's too big. There we go. 01208 455 245. What are you trying to do?
Holding it up.
Yeah, but they can't see that green box that you can see. So it doesn't make any sense. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. They can't see the green box.
All right, if I do this.
I don't even know what you're doing. There's the phone number, right? It's a real human touch. We've spoken to Nick. We had a lovely Zoom meeting and I wasn't sure what to expect. My first real dealings with a safety management company. What I got was a very softly spoken, very kind
gentleman. What did you think? You were going to get bounced?
He was lovely. You can ring them up for a chat. They are on Twitter. They're on Facebook every night. They've got dedicated, hardworking, professional teams, some with dogs, some without, out patrolling businesses, responding to burglar alarms, and above all, helping to work for a safer Devon and Cornwall. All the dogs and handlers are trained in-house by the trainers who either have a police or a military background. Dogs and handlers undergo consistent, constant assessment and training to ensure that they not only meet, but they excel the industry standards. So there's Poseidon. Thank you. And by the way, Nick is thrilled. That's weird. You can't see the green box. Nick is thrilled at the followers on Twitter. If you want to advertise with us, it is cheaper than you think. It is hundreds, not thousands.
Definitely not millions.
It is hundreds, not thousands, nor is it millions. So if you want to email us with us, latenightalternative@gmail.com, send us an email. The way it works, you send us an email, tell us a little bit about your business, who you are. A website link would be great if you've got one. We kind of check it out and we have a chat and go, well, I think we want to work with these. There's a couple of people we think we want to work with these. We'll then send you an invite to a Zoom meeting where we'll have a chat for about half an hour, 40 minutes, go through everything you want to get covered. Kath sometimes turns up for these meetings as well.
I missed one by accident.
You're out having a Mackie D's with the kids. That is an excellent reason.
We've been
sitting
around all morning, yeah. Right? You know that moment where you go, oh my God, it's nearly midday. They're still in their pajamas. Yeah. This is going to be the rest of the day if I don't act now.
Yeah.
So I whipped them upstairs, dressed and out to McDonald's. And then it was only as I was chowing down that I thought of Harsh.
Yeah. So, well, and that says a lot about the man himself. but yeah, we'll have a chat. We'll get all the bullet points of stuff that you might want to talk about. We do the first ad on the Monday and then we'll send you an email on the Tuesday going, are we close? Are we way off? And they give us Nick from Poseidon sent us a lovely email. He renewed for a second month. And I said, right, as we move into the second month, anything we're doing right, anything we're doing wrong. And he wrote down all the things we're doing right. And he said, I feel really embarrassed and I feel terrible saying this, but sometimes the message gets a bit lost in the comedy. And I said, dude, you're paying us, yeah. You know, you're paying us. And this is the first time we've had the freedom to do adverts like this because no one else, no company lets you, no radio company would let you, right? And so I said, Nick, man, please don't feel bad. We want you to be happy. This is great. The message gets a bit lost in the humour. All right, well, you can go. I said, all right, well, we'll make sure that we try and work on that in a bit in the future. And that's it. You can keep in touch. You can kind of nudge us this way, more of this, less of that. It is all cool.
Yeah, we want to do you proud. So
we missed this guy, Dylan. Let's give this guy, Dylan, a quick call. LateNightAlternative@gmail.com is the email. If you want to get in touch about anything, we both see it. So it goes both to both our phones. Some show tonight, huh?
Turned out to be one. I thought some points were a little yeah. But that's the way it goes, isn't it?
Okay, Dylan might have gone. Keep an eye out.
It's late.
It's late. Are you still doing phoning? Yes, Dylan. I just called you, Dylan. Here he comes. Hey, Dylan. Hello. Dylan. Oh, my God.
Hello.
Hey, man. How you doing?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right. Thank you very much indeed. What are you calling us from? The olden days?
I'm using my old headset because I broke it.
It's terrible. It sounds like an old record that my dad once made, and that's a true story.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, I got it. What can we do for you, broken headset man?
I just rang in because I was listening to you for a bit, and yeah, I thought I'd try ringing.
You're in, you're on.
It works.
What's on your mind?
Not much, really. I've been going out now because, lockdown's not been on.
Yeah, well, lockdown is still on to a certain extent.
Yeah.
But it's certainly a lot. The lock is a little looser. The lock is like a padlock that's been unlocked, but it's still just kind of resting there. But you can take it off and, you know, do what you want. So what have you been doing now that you couldn't do 2 months ago?
I've been seeing people.
Yeah,
because I've just been sitting on my ass playing Xbox.
What are you playing on Xbox?
GTA.
Okay, all right. I got into that and then I kind of stopped that for a bit. Of course, having the Xbox, you'll think this is beneath you, but it's not. You're missing out on Fall Guys.
Yeah, I know.
Some game, man.
Yeah.
You can lose. I was playing that for 2 hours with my kid today.
Yeah, I was watching earlier.
Oh, did you watch that? And the time just flies by.
Yeah, because it's all little sections. You think, just one more, just one more, just one more. And before you know it, day's gone.
I've not played a game like this for ages where you just laugh and you shout at each other and, oh, no, no.
But also, it's not like a progression of levels, is it? It's so random.
Yeah.
It keeps it fresh.
I love it, man. I like it too. I love it. So you've been out, you've seen your mates.
Yeah.
Are you back to school next week? What's the deal with 14-year-olds?
Going back to school, but we might have to wear face masks when, like, in break and stuff.
I think this has just been announced today, according to the chat, that you probably were. How do you feel about that?
Not too bad. I see, like, why you would do it and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And are you worried about? Are you worried about the COVIDs?
A bit, yeah, because I live with my mum and dad, don't I? So
right, yeah.
I don't want them to catch it.
Because they're old, man. They're old. Old and grey. Well, you know, it's weird, isn't it? Because I can say to you, oh, everything will be all right. But
I don't know.
Everything probably will be all right. Statistically, everything will be all right for your family. But we just don't know at the moment.
Yeah.
It is... I'm old. I'm possibly older than your parents. I'm 47, and this is the weirdest time I've ever lived through.
Yeah,
we'll get there. We'll get there though.
Yeah, I tried doing this thing because I didn't know you was doing these Twitch things till earlier today.
Yeah,
and I was listening to your podcasts from like a year ago.
Okay,
and it's like so weird, like having Corona mentioned. But, like,
news my God, stuff. Dylan. As someone in the chat says, he's coming live from a Velcro factory. Dylan, it's awful. We can't hear you. No.
No. Oh, it's like
Storm Dennis.
It's like a medium wave.
Right. Okay.
Dylan, try and fix your phone out. Give us a call tomorrow, mate. We'll have a proper chat. Right. Take care. Nice to talk to you. Thank you very much.
You have been listening to a Rabbit Hole production. Boing!
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.